We're just in the middle of a discussion . What did we learn last year here? That's the Zabatim, right?
Yeah.
Right? So, do you guys all remember the Gemara in Ches Zabatim that explains the Rambam?
Yeah, about what's it called? Zavim.
Excellent, very good.
We weren't sure how it applies.
Yeah, Mati
mentioned it. Oh, you didn't remember it, so I'll mention it. Okay.
No, to me, Mati mentioned it.
Okay, the Seder. Anyway, okay, so let's just, Chazer, we're up to, I said we'll just spend a few minutes finishing up the last topic, and then we'll spend our regular amount of time on the new one. But we had a machlokas between the Rambam and most Rishonim, you might have noticed, agreed with the Rambam. Between the Rambam and the Ramah about, right, Avar the Lo Neharag in the Gimel Chamuros, the Rambam says Pater, and the Ramah says Chayev.
The Rambam should agree with the Rambam just with this, or even with the Chilat Barafua?
Rov Rishonim agree to the Rambam about this. Almost no one talks about Refuah, so I can't prove it to you either way. I wish I could. I looked around, I'm like, okay, well, let me look at all the other Rishonim. It must be half and half, what they say about Refuah, whatever. And no one else discusses it at all. They all only discuss the case of where the guy threatens you. So what is the Yesod of the Machlokes? So one suggestion, which is what is, I think, commonly believed, and which, you know, some of the guys who looked up some of the Rishonim, some lines sound like that, although can't say Behechreah, that the Rambam thinks that really Gimel Chamuros, Rambam thinks that Pikuach Nefesh is Matir the Gimel Chamuros, but there's an Isser of Chilol and, you know, Chiyav of Kiddush Hashem. Right? That the Rambam thinks that really there's not Yehor Val Yavor because the Esem Chumers HaAveira. Really, the Averas are Mutzer for Pikuach Nefesh. It's just, there's Din of Chilol and Kiddush Hashem. Ah, whoever heard of Chilol and Kiddush Hashem just because an Averas is more Chumer. Didn't I think Chilol and Kiddush Hashem had to do with publicity? Says that's machlokes. The Smak thinks Chilul and Kiddush Hashem is only for avers in public. Gimel Chamuros has nothing with Chilul and Kiddush Hashem. But the Rambam and many other Rishonim assume that Gimel Chamuros is also included in Chilul Hashem.
I mean, the Rambam agrees that doing things in public could be potentially worse.
He always says, then you're Machal Hashem Barabim, Machal Hashem Barabim. But he still thinks there's a Chilul Hashem and Kiddush Hashem B'yachid. And then the Rambam would be Lishitase. Against the Smach. The Smach says, there is no Chilul and Kiddush Hashem. There is no Chilul and Kiddush Hashem B'yachid. It's not Shait of Chilul and Kiddush Hashem B'yachid. It's only Shait of Chilul and Kiddush Hashem B'rabim. What are Gimel Chamuros? That's a different din. Well, the Rambam says, Mishom Chilul or Kiddush Hashem. Theoretically, you could have said Mishom Avas Hashem, just that wouldn't fit the Rambam himself. While the Ramah holds that there's no Heter of Pikuach Nefesh because of Chumras HaAveira, like the Smak and the Urayim, the Smak being on the Makor sheet. Yes?
The Rambam writes that the reason why you're part of those is
because you're honest. Okay. I agree with you. Anyway, if so, then this ties into, okay, if you think about it deeply, you'll see that it's not necessarily Tali Habaha, but then this is parallel to the Machlokes, Balamor, and Milchamos about Hanos Atzmon de Gimel Chamuros. Right? The Balamor says it's Mutter because when they're doing it for Anas Atzvan, there's no Chilul Hashem, and that would match the Rambam, meaning Mutter, meaning Yavor. The Milchamo says Yehareg, and then he says explicitly, because of Chumras Haveira. Right? So, this would be, in that case, you might say that the Machlokes, the Rambam and the Ramach, which is about the Etzem, are these three Haveiros really more Chumra intrinsically? Or no, intrinsically they're okay. It's just a serious Hechitensa of Tidus Hashem and Chilul Hashem would be similar to the Machlokes of Balmor and Milchamos about whether it's mutter to do it under pain of death if the guy's intention or Jew's intention is for Nas Atman. Balmor Siha, Nas Atman, no problem, Chilul Hashem. It's not an issue of principle, so it's fine. Chama says, who cares? These Haveiros are very Chumra. Again, theoretically, you could differentiate between them because you could say it's midin Chilul Hashem, but in this case it's a Chilul Hashem even Lahanas Atzvan, or you could say that it's so you could say like the Rambam and like the Mochamos, or you could say like the Balamor and the Ramach. So you say no, it starts out as Chilul Hashem, but once it's Chilul Hashem, that takes away the heter pikuach nefesh legamri. But we're not going to get into that. As Simi points out, though, this is not the proper shot in the Rambam. This is the proper shot in the this is probably the proper shot in the Smag, who agrees with the Rambam.
Here it is. The Smag says that the Chayvim is really Matar Vodzora. There's just an assay of Avas Hashem. So not because of Chilul Hashem, because of Avas Hashem. This would be the Smag, but that's not really Pshat in the Rambam. Simi, tell me, why is that not really Pshat in the Rambam?
The Rambam said the reason for the Torah is that you're Anos Smash, but the time is the Isser is only...
Exactly. Now here is something which could easily be overlooked. There's two different dinim about when someone holds a gun to your head. Right? Number one is there's a heter of a chayvahem, a heter of pikuach nefesh. Number two, besides the heter pikuach nefesh, there's a ptur of anus, of lanar l'sasadar. Right? There's two different. There's a heter called v'chaybehem. What does a heter v'chaybehem mean? Heter v'chaybehem means that a heter v'chaybehem means that it's okay because it's worth it. Then beside the heter v'chaybehem, meaning every time a guy holds a gun to my head and says, eat pork. There's two reasons. Number one, it's mutter legamre, because it's worth it to save my life. That's what chayvahem. Number two, besides that mutter legamre, I have a ptur of anus. Why is anus potter? Because anus is not ratzon, or what's mazon, right? Just to use a word that sounds more onish-like. Right? Onus is not mazon. Onus is not mazon. It's not even shogeg. So onus, it's like a misasik or something. You know, maybe that, not talking about what's worth doing. Misasik is when you do something by accident. It's not never a question of l'chachila. But there's a ptur b'di'eved because you weren't amazed and you weren't even a shogig. Right? So the real pshat in the Rambam seems to be, what is the real pshat in the Rambam seems to be? He says that really you did violate Avodah Zarah, Gilui Rais, and Shechus Gamin. But there's a Ptur of Anus. It's not that there's V'chayven that it's okay to do Avodah Zarah, Gilui Rais, Shechus Gamin. Really, you totally were over on Avodah Zarah, Gilui Rais, Shechus Gamin. Really, there is no Heter for Avodah Zarah, Gilui Rais, Shechus Gamin. That part, he agrees with Armah. They both say that really, you did violate Avodah Zarah, Gilui Rais, and Shechus Gamin. What's the only difference between the Ramach and the Rambam? The Ramach says you violate Avodah Zarah, Gilui Rais, and Shechus Gamin, and he says, and the Ramach adds, and an ones, you are chayav to resist, is not called ones. Right? They argue about the technicality of ones. The Ramah says an ones is only something which you weren't obligated to resist. But since you're chayav to resist this ones, because the Torah says you heard al yaver, once you're chayav to resist the ones, that's not an ones. An ones is an irresistible force, not a force which you were supposed to resist. While the Rambam thinks that per ones, even in an ones, you were chayav to resist. That's their machlokes. Does the fact that you should have resisted the ones make it not an ones or not? The Ramah says, if the Torah tells you to resist this ones, then that's not an ones. The Ramah says, no, the Torah told you to resist the ones, but it's still an ones, b'mtzius. Right? So the Ramah defines ones al pidin, and the Ramah defines ones b'mtzius.
What we understood was that maybe the Ramah was really saying both. That you're not over on the Gimel Chamura, that you're over on Chil Hashem. The question is, why don't I get multiple Chil Hashem?
Aha. So, why are you wrong?
I don't know. I'll tell you why I thought we were right.
Okay.
If you look at the Sefer Mitzvos, when he explains the mitzvah of Chil Hashem, he gives exactly the same reason why is that you don't that there's no punishment for Chil Hashem.
No.
Why is your own?
So Daniel's pointing out that on the one hand, I'm absolutely right. The Rambam has a Toronis idea because the Rambam actually doesn't just say, "Oh, you have a Toronis, and that's why you're not punished for Avodah Zarah." The Rambam also says, "You have a Toronis, that's why you're not punished for Chil Hashem." Right? You're machal. What did he say? This guy's not a machal Hashem baratzon. He's a machal as Hashem baonis. Right, so clearly there's a Ptur Ones which doesn't take away the obligation of Chil Hashem L'chachila. That takes away the B'di'eved Ones for Chil Hashem. But Daniel wants to say, maybe Ones takes away the Ones for Chil Hashem B'di'eved, but B'chaivem also takes away L'chachila, the Gila writes with Azar and Shvich HaSdamim. Why do I think it's not the right shot in the Rambam? Daniel will say, if you look at the Lashon of the Rambam, he always talks about why you're Ptur from Chil Hashem. He never says, gets into some such detail explaining in many, many words why you're Pater B'dievet on the Gimel Chamuros. That seems to support Daniel. But why do I think the Rambam doesn't think there's Pikoch Nefesh by Gimel Chamuros at all? For the simple reason that if there was really Heter Pikoch Nefesh by Gimel Chamuros, then you'd be Pater even. Besides that, you'd be Pater even for Refuah. What's the Rambam's famous chiluk between Refuah? And what does the Rambam say? If you're misrafim gimel averus, you're chayav misa. If a goy holds a gun to your head, you're potter for misa. Now, what's the reason for, right, why is refuah chayav, but goy anus is potter? Obviously, I don't mean the goy anus is potter. I mean the guy who listens to the goy anus is potter. So, if you want to, you give a technical explanation. Who gives a technical explanation? And many people, but on the sheet, the Mayim Chaim, which is the Pri Chadash, right? The Pri Chadash says that really Refuah should be the same as the Goy Anus. It's just that Refuah is never real Pikuach Nefesh. Is never real Pikuach Nefesh. Why? Because. Because not bothered. The Goy, he's for sure going to shoot you if you don't listen, and for sure going to let you go if you do listen. The disease might kill you if you don't treat it. And you might survive if you do treat it. But everyone knows anything about diseases. Right? I don't know. It could be like 3 generations ago, our grandparents thought doctors were God. And like, they knew everything. Now, there's if the doctor says someone's going to die, they might die. And if the doctor says with the proper treatment someone will live, they might live. That's life. There are many. And medicine is one of the areas which is full of sphakas. Medicine is just as full of sphakas now as it was 3,000 years ago. Just the hechitimses are different. 3,000 years of disease X, which is supposed to be a sacus, and now we cure disease X, then you live to get disease Y instead, and you're in the same situation, 10 years later.
And just a question about the Chaim. Someone says they're going to shoot me if I don't do something, so there's also a very good chance that they might not end up shooting me.
So number one, there are two problems with Mayim Chaim, right? So work. Technical explanation of the Mayim Chaim in general. By the way, the Pri Chadash doesn't need my endorsement, but there's always interesting things in the Mayim Chaim, because it is written by the Pri Chadash. But the number one, the Chakas Mayim Chaim is double. Number one, Ben Sias, not so Pashat. Because, I mean, didn't you ever read Gedolim stories? So maybe all the Gedolim stories aren't true. I don't know. But in all the Gedolim stories, the guy says he's going to shoot him, and it's not only Gedolim, it's all kinds of stories. Right? Every Chanuch teller story and this story and that story, the guy says he's going to shoot him, and he does it, right? The Nevardiker say, the guy came in, and Yozel Nevardiker said, shoot me. And the guy said, I'm going to shoot you, and he didn't. Right? These stories happen. Sometimes, even if the guy says he's going to shoot you, he doesn't always shoot you. And, unfortunately, even if the guy says he won't shoot you, that's no guarantee either. There aren't stories from the Holocaust or something, and the guy said, oh, you better do this or I'll shoot you, and he didn't, he shot him anyway. So, yeah, you're going to say, well, this is 98%, and this is 83%. But it still is a little tricky in Metzias. It's also tricky in Bedin, meaning, so what that it's only a suffix? Isn't a suffix because nefesh also the same as a vada because nefesh and halacha? So you know what? You're right. Rufu is a suffix because nefesh. When did we ever hear that suffix because nefesh different from vada because nefesh? That really makes sense. Suffix because nefesh is different halacha vada because nefesh. So you have to start saying all kinds of lumdas because until now we always thought, right? Don't we know? And it's going to be yoma and halacha lemaisa. Suffik b'koch nefesh is no different from adi b'koch nefesh. So in my chayim, number one, you have to start making dakas de chilukim in metzias. The guy is 98%, he'll shoot you if you don't listen. But the disease is only 83% or 72%. And number two, you have to start being mechadesh, svedinim in everything. No, vadai b'koch nefesh is one whole track. Suffik b'koch nefesh is a different track. And explain how it makes a nafgamina for this case of b'dievet over v'lum ne'rad. Now, I can say all that long this time, and we can make it very late, they can all. But we're not going to. The point is that the Mayim Chayim is, I don't just mean to say that, oh, well, it's a technical shot, we'd rather say a different shot. No, the Mayim Chayim's technical shot is Dachuk, because from Tzias it's Dachuk, and Bedin it's Dachuk, and you have to say so much lumdus to justify it, that it's better to say another shot. It's easier, rather, to say another shot. So what's the other shot? The other shot is just the fundamental shot, which is found in many Makoros. I think I put the Or Sameach on the Makoros. What does he say? He says very, very, very pashut. He says, Pikuach nefesh v'chai bahem applies. Yeah, look. In Pikuach nefesh and v'chai bahem, then there's no difference. I realize I'm adding a few words to the way he presents it. Between anos and refuah. If we're looking at it from Pikuach nefesh, whoever heard of Pikuach Nefesh, there's a difference between the guy's dying in bed and the guy holds a gun to his head. And whoever heard the difference between Suffolk and Vaday, right? So if we're dealing with Bechayv and Pikuach Nefesh, the Rambam wouldn't make any sense as the Or Sameach. But in the Ptur Anos, there is a difference. Why? So, only in the very modern era, right, the Rav and others pointed out that it's a Mefurish Havamina. But it's a Mefurish Havamina. This isn't a Havamina that gets rejected because they say the Havamina makes no sense. It gets rejected because it might not happen to explain the din that they're bringing it. But what does the Gemara say in Memzayin on the days of Avasra about Tluya Vazavin? Gemara says in the Havamina, right? Tluya Vazavin is not the Alex, the guy's honest to sell. Say, isn't everyone honest to sell? I don't understand. The guy's coming, right? You know, in Israel, they have debtor's prison. Right? They still have debtor's prison. It sounds very barbaric and everything, but they say it works amazingly. No one ever stays two nights in debtor's prison. Everyone really has money. Once you put him in debtor's prison, it turns out everyone really has money to pay. So, they're going to put the guy in debtor's prison, so what does he do? He says, I've got to sell my car, so they won't put me in debtor's prison. So that's what the Gemara means. Everyone who sells something is honest, right? So, in the end, Lamaskana turns out to leave his oven in Zine Zine. But what if the Gemara say, no, there's a difference in I hold a gun to your head and tell you to sell to me, and you need money desperately and you sell to me. What's the difference? As the Gemara says, Shani unsa denafshe me unsa daachrine. There's a difference in the din of ones between, but if for ones, Shani unsa denafshe, there's a difference me unsa daachrine. I hope I have all the letters correct. Right? That your ones denafshe is not called ones. Ones daachrine is called ones, meaning if you're ma'anis yourself because you're desperate, that's not onus, even though you're equally forced. Think about it. The same exact case. I tell Daniil, I'm going to put you in jail if you don't sell me your car for 28,000 shekel. Then it's onus. Right? I tell Daniil, I'm putting you in jail because you owe me 28,000 shekel. and he says, oh, I got to sell my car, and sells it. The exact same onus. He's going to the same jail if he doesn't sell his car for the same amount of money. But one is called onus, at least in the Havmina here, and is mevatel the mecher, and the other is called ratzon and is mekayim the mecher. Why? Because onus is not a matter of how desperate you are. Pikuach nefesh is a matter of results. Pikuach nefesh is then results. The result of dying is worse than the result of doing most averos. Except for some averos, we're doing the averos worse than dying. Onus is not the result. Onus doesn't mean, well, otherwise X would have happened, and therefore I'm potter. No, the same, in the Gemara and Bava Basra, he would have gone to the same jail in both scenarios. Onus is a matter of psychological chisar and hazada. What does hazada mean? Mazed means, I am doing this of my own will. I feel like I'm doing it on my own. I feel like I want to do it. It's a psychological state, onus. As a psychological state, everyone knows. You don't need fancy lumbus. Everyone knows psychologically that if I tell you what to do, you don't feel like it's your own thing you're doing. But if I tell you I need a certain result, and you have to figure out how to achieve that result, you feel like you're the one doing it. Psychologically, there's the unsed anashi and unsed achrini. If I tell you to do it, you feel like you're controlled by me, you're a tool of me. But if you're, you know, if I tell you to sell the car, you're not really selling the, you don't feel inside your head like it's your idea to sell the car. You feel like you're being mevatel your das to my das, you're under control of someone else. But if I tell you, come up with the money, and then you know the only thing you have to sell is your car, since you went through the process decision, decided what to do, and no one told you what to do, even though I told you what need, I told you where you needed to get to. And there was only one way to get there. But since you're the one who's thinking about and deciding what needs to be done, therefore you feel in your head like it's more you doing it. That's definitely clear psychologically. That's you know, that's why, you know, the, I don't know, whatever the, I don't know any experiments to prove it. But I think that's the point. The Rambam, Shani and Sinashin and Achrini, from onus has nothing to do with how bad it is or how desperate you are. Onus is not a lechachilo tor. Onus, the eved, it's like misasik. It's that you weren't really, your mind wasn't in it. And onset achrini, your mind's not in it. Onset enafshe, your mind is in it. Because whenever I can say I'm following someone else's orders, I feel like I'm not the one doing it. Whenever I'm desperate, I only have one choice, but there's no one else giving me orders, and I feel like I'm the one doing it. And that's clear. Like, what did the doctor say? What did the guy say? The guy says, you be boel the erva or else. What did the doctor say? The doctor says, I couldn't care less if you're boel the erva. If you want to live, be boel the erva. It's your business. It's exactly the point. When it's my business, that's called ratzon. When someone's telling me what to do, even though I know I could resist, and it's really the same shikol, I could resist and they'll shoot me. It's dying versus arayas or avodah zarah, either way. But psychologically, it's a different process. And that's shot in the Rambam. Shani unsed nafshi mi unsed achrini. Where did the Rambam get this idea? He might have just got this idea from common sense. But he also might have gotten it from the Gemara in Bava Basra. No, he and the Gemara in Bava Basra both have gotten it just from psychology. But he also might have gotten it from the Gemara in Bava Basra. So I think that's why it's pashut. That the Rambam's not dealing with pikuach nefesh at all. The Rambam's given to me refuah and this has nothing to do with pikuach nefesh, and pikuach nefesh is no difference. But in onus, which the chisaron and hazada, the world of difference, because it's more of a hazada if I have no choice but I'm the brains behind the operation, and it's not hazada if you are the brains behind the operation and I'm following orders. Even though practically it's the same decision, but psychologically it's different. I think that's shot in the Rambam, and that is exactly. That fits in with the Meduyak, exactly, that's why Daniel's wrong. Because if there was also a Heter Pikuach Nefesh, then that would help for Refuah. There's no Heter Pikuach Nefesh at all. There's only a Pter Onus. And the Pter Onus applies to Goyanus and doesn't apply to Refuah, and that's why you have Misa and Refuah and Patra for Misa in Goyanus. And that's Shan in the Rambam. It's funny, I went through like 10 years of my life thinking it had something to do with whether the Heter Pikuach Nefesh by Gimel Averis or not. You know, Kiddush Shem versus Chomer Savera. And then finally I realized that that's not true at all. It's just a matter of how to define the Torah on us.
The Rambam is just dealing with it's the same answer for both questions. Why am I not chayav for
Why am I not chayav Misa for Zar? Why am I not chayav Malkus for Kol Hashem? Same answer because of Anus. Now, then you will say, but I noticed that the Rambam talked more about why I'm not chayav the Malkus Rekol Hashem and talked less about why I'm not chayav Misa Rav Zara. I'll say kaf hazeh. Which again, you could say that sounds like the Neil, but he never says, what is the, he doesn't say that you were violated Chol Hashem and that you had to violate Avodah Zarah. He says, that's the same Lashem here, Afi Shechol Hashem. So I'm saying, even though you're Mechal Hashem, what does it mean, Afi Shechol Hashem? Even though the Pasuk telling you not to give in to this onus, it's still called an onus. That's what Rambam's saying.
Can it be that, you know, normally onus is just usually in the realm of Torah and Chiyuv, that here, that the combination of 12 nefesh plus onus gives you a heter?
You're saying onus is only Torah from Chol Hashem, but it's up. But onus plus Pikuach Nefesh is a heter from Avodah Zarah.
Impossible to say.
I mean, it's possible, but you're going to have to work hard, and I'm not sure why you'd want to.
Why are we saying that the Yehar Ve'ar is because of Chol Hashem? The Rambam speak out that it's because of the Svaras and the Hekeshim.
Right, the other point is the Rambam does speak out that it's because of the Svaras and the Hekesh. But he also says you violate Chol Hashem. So the question, so you could read it as, yeah, it's because of Chumras HaVeira, and then you also violate Chol Hashem. Or you could read it as all those Svaras are just, they're not really standalone Svaras, they just enough to get it into Chol Hashem. But you're right, I agree with you. That's why I think that what I'm saying is correct.
No. The Havamina was to say, our Havamina, our Purim's Havamina was to say that you hardly ever is because of Chol Hashem, but that you grew up Nefesh, Heter, Avodah. And we're saying the Harbi Yavar is not because of Chol Hashem, and the Torah is not because of Pikuach Nefesh.
Right, exactly. Okay. Exactly, against the Neil. Okay, that's about it for now. Of course, you could talk for another 3 months about your Harbi Yavar, and it's very late with it, but you know, we have to go on and finish on the Sechah Sisuri Hanah.
I
don't know
the Ramah
Hanah, like the Ravina Hanano, that it's referring to he grabbed her and didn't threaten to kill her. He just grabbed her and held her in place. Mamish onus. Yeah, mamish onus. Mamish, not an onus you could have resisted and been killed. A mamish irresistible onus. That's what the Rav says. In Tafsa, if he grabbed her, right, there's such a thing as mamish onus where you don't even have a choice to give up your life. No, the Gemara extends that to other cases of onus, but in Gilei Raos it only means if he grabbed her.
Isn't that not fair?
No, because threatening to kill you in Shabbos is like grabbing you in Gilei Raos.
Even though in one case you're absolutely passive, and in one case you're not absolutely passive?
Correct. So Chazal made the judgment call to extend it in that way. You're right. According to the Rambam, it makes a lot more sense. According to the Ramah, it's a chiddush to extend it that way, but that's before it's in the Ramah.
Do we know
the
Ramah doesn't hold
the
Karka Olam?
Because
I could also answer. But
with
the Pasuk there, then...
Ah, that's true. As opposed to the Ramah could theoretically say that Karka Olam is not Gilei Raos. I have no idea what the Ramah holds about that. That's a good
Hamar.
Yeah.
When explaining Ramah that he thinks that there's no Taronis here, I thought Shah and Ramah that he just thinks that there was Hasra, but I don't really think you were honest.
No. There was Hasra. I said to the guy, you're about to worship Avodah Zarah? Realize you'll be chayav Misa? The guy says back to me, I don't want the guy to kill me, so I'm going to ask Kenan Yosa.
The Ma'at didn't want to say because you said, he said, okay, maybe Karis and the Patrick Hashem know it, but he's going to have to kill you. The next.
I mean, I hear what you're saying, but I don't think that's what the Ma'at's saying. The truth is, I don't know if I have the Lashon Ramah in this version of it. It's the whole Lashon quoted in the Kesem Mishnah?
Everything I saw, I didn't see it.
Okay, so then we're even. Kasav Ramah. No, Hachanami.
In the second Kesem Mishnah?
Kasav Ramah. There he's like, the Karis Lamachai Vachman will be Bavai. See, I think what he's sort of hinting at is that your Pater from Karis only in Avodah Zarah because you were Makabal, it is a god in your lathe. He might admit you're a Chai of Karis in Gilei Raos. But even if he says Karis is different, I don't think he means that you really weren't honest. He just means it's not called honest.
Well, I really thought he was saying that this is a technical thing here that
you're mekabel asra. I told you don't do it. You said I want to save my life. I'm doing it.
Right. So it's not that he thinks. It's not that
but the Rambam would still call that onus, because he's only doing it to save his life.
But the Rambam knows the guy's only doing it to save his life. He sees the guy with the gun.
And that's called mazik. That's not called onus.
Is it just the Ketzer Mishnah seems to reject by saying, "What do you mean? That's not called asra."
Yeah, okay, we'll have to, I don't want to spend the any real time with the king, say, Matzra Shaykh Bazaar. He's not saying, how many Shaykh Asra? What's he saying? The guy's not Barotzim. What's a Shaykh do Asra?
It doesn't sound like they're Machel and Machayah because technically you got Asra. What can I do?
Basically? No, but you still, you got Hasra, but if you're an Onus, you're still an Onus. Doesn't Onus pop you even if you get Hasra?
That's what the case of Mishnah said.
But what is Ramach thinking? Ramach sounds stupid.
Right.
So I think he's saying what I'm saying. We can talk about that later if you want. I got in terms of the Rambam's Raya, he's the most famous Raya from the Sifri, right? Which says Nosim Zara Lamolef, which is Avod Zara, is Patra from Karis to Anus. So the Ramach gets out of the Raya by saying maybe Karis is different, or at least in Avod Zara. What a lot of Achronim say to get out of that Raya is that maybe that's talking about Fo Shit. That's talking about Anus, meaning you became mentally deranged. Which, of course, that's a different ballgame. Okay, going on to the next Gemara. So, there's a fascinating sugya here. Question is exactly how fascinatingly to interpret it. We'll see, is the big controversy. Itmar. Right, the sugya of the whoever it was, I keep forgetting. The Ravino is Shai Batsu Bihakti the Orla, we already discussed. So, Itmar, Hanoah Bali on Bal Korcho, right? The guy gets Hanoah Bal Korcho. This, by the way, this sugi is very halakhul maisimim. This is mamish maisim b'chol yom. You know, I walk by whatever place and they're burning incense of Avodah Zarah. Rashi says that's a classic example. All right, some are going to want to explain why that's the only example, but it's at least a classic example. This is mamish maisim b'chol yom.
Where
is the maisim b'chol yom? What? The, no, Baruch Hashem. The, even the office of kids and all those don't worship Avodah Zarah. But no, I mean, back in America, in college, there were, you know, Buddhists and all kinds of other people. So again, I didn't really analyze whether every single way they did this as Avodah Zarah or not, but it certainly looks like Avodah Zarah did. And Basar B'Cholov, and Chametz on Pesach, you know, some of these get more complicated, as we'll see. But this is Maisim B'Chol Yom, that you could get into these situations. So what about Nova Limba Korcho? So Bayim Teres Rav Masura sounds very simple till it gets complicated, right? So there are two lashonos here, Lashna Kam and Lashna Basra. As we know, which lashon is easier to understand? Yeah, that's very perverse of you. Okay. Anyway, so let's just figure out. Briefly summarize what we see in the sugya. So here we have Efshar, Efshar, right? Mechavein, and Lo Mechavein, right? So, what does the Lishna Kama say? Right? Lishna Kama. So, what do we find in the Lishna Kama? That E.F. Shavuloka Mechavin is Mutav Kuleyama. Right? That's what the Gemara says, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. E.F. Shavuloka Mechavin, E.F. Shavuloka Mechavin. Usher, right? That's Abhirub and his Kavin, right? And Efshar ve lo kamachavin. Machlok is a vayin rava, but just specify
within shitas Rabbi Shimon.
Exactly within shitas Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda says aser because he asers davar shein was coming, right? And Rabbi Shimon Abayis says mutar because he matters davar shein was coming. And Rava says aser because he only matters davar shein was coming if you don't have a choice. What do you mean, don't have a choice? It doesn't mean you don't have a choice. We're not talking about Pikuach Nefesh here. It means you don't have a convenient choice. right? And what's the pshat? I think the pshat of this is very simple, balabatish. He matters, could make it more complicated, but I think it makes sense, balabatish. What is Abai says, Rav Shimon matters, Rav Shimon is kaveh. Rav says, no, Rav Shimon matters, Rav Shimon is kaveh. If, like, I do something that I need to do and it's inconvenient to do otherwise, and it has a side effect, so not as kaveh. But if I could have had two choices and I choose, and they're both convenient, and I choose the one that also has an aveira, then maybe that's a chashash of miskaving, right? It's at least nearer to miskaving, and maybe it even is miskaving, because if I purposely take the choice that has the aveira, then that definitely smells like miskaving. So that is, I think, relatively simple. What is, stick with Lashon Hara for now, yeah?
In the bottom left.
Okay. What is Tosfos all of a sudden have problems with? Tosfos has problems with the bottom left, right? Why does Tosfos have problems with the bottom left? What's Tosfos' actual problem with the bottom left? Why can't everyone agree Ef Shavu Lo Kamachav and his mutter?
There has to be Machlokas somewhere for Rava.
Exactly. Because there has to be Machlokas of Yehudim or Shimon. How do we know there has to be Machlokas of Yehudim or Shimon? Because, I mean, Shabbos Choftes and, you know, 100 other places in Shas, right? So, Tosfos has a, here's problem one, right? Problem, P1, problem one is that then, I believe, Aliba de Rava, Ein Machlokes, between Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon, and that can't be. We know, depending on your Gerson and Shabbos Daf Chof Tes, it could be, right, there are three possible ways of interpreting the Machlokes of Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon. Within at least a Gersa in Shabbos Daf Chof Tes. It could be they argue all the miskavings, or they only argue about the Efshar, but for the Efshar they're all Mako, or they only argue the Efshar, but the Efshar they're all Machmir. But they have to argue about something, so therefore, what is Tosos's answer? What is Tosos's answer? Tosos says something which is not tremendously dachuk, but not Pashup Shat, right? Pashup Shat is, what's the Lasho? Let me read you the Lasho. Lo after look at machaven kuli alma lo pliga de shari. Pasuk shana kuli alma. When I went to kindergarten, meant kuli alma. But Tosu says, you know, we can get away with saying, what does kuli alma mean? What? All amarayim within Rav Shimon. Tosu really says that what it means is mutter li Rav Shimon. Right, so Tosfos has to be a little dachuk in the Gemara, and Tosfos has a diuk to support himself, right? He brings a textual diuk to support this, so it won't be so dachuk. What's his textual diuk? That in Lishna Basra, what is the, where's the Lishna Basra? Hold on a second, I only find the Lishna Basra. Here we are, the in the Lishna Basra, What's the diuk? It's mechadish that kuli alma is mekel. It's mechadish that kuli alma lo pligi. Why does the lashon basra have to be mechadish? It must be the lashon kama didn't really mean it. Now on one hand, it uses the same lashon kuli alma lo pligi until saying it's two different things in lashon basra and lashon kama. But he says, if it says it twice, it must mean two different things. So Tosfos is a little dachuk. But Maseder and the Rishonim generally agree with Tosfos, right? Tosfos, generally the Rishonim follow the Derech of Tosfos. That's problem one.
If you don't answer Tosfos, how do you answer his question, though?
You don't know that already? Okay. We'll have to figure out, right? Right. Obviously, I'm setting myself up to a better answer to Tosfos' question. I don't mean better answer that I myself was personally Mechadish. I think that I can quote a better answer to this question. Okay, but first we have other questions, right? The second question Tosfos asks is Tosfos also has to be nidchak a little, right? Tosfos also has to be nidchak a little on a second question. What's the second problem Tosfos has? Right? Just reading on in that Tosfos. Does this Gemara sound like a psik resha or not? Pashut shad in the Gemara, right? Tosfos says, Matul Shimon, and therefore he's against Pashup Shat. Now, does this Gemara sound like a Psik Resha or not? It sounds like a Psik Resha. right? The whole Gemara sounds like a psychratia. All the things that are going on here, like smelling things and seeing things and sitting in the tzel, you know, all sound like psychratia. So, what's the problem? The problem is, Moder of Shimon the psychratia. So, problem two is, what about Moder of Shimon? Bifsik Resha. So what does Tosfos say, which is not so clear in the Pashup Shot? What does Tosfos say? Not exactly. Tosfos answers that it's not a Bifsik Resha. Now, what does Tosfos mean by it's not a Bifsik Resha? Tosfos says, in our Tosfos, what does Tosfos say? My reveal the Lahab Psychratia, Psychratia mode of Shimon. Let me reveal Psychratia, Shari Hacha, or Shimon. And then he gets into a tangent. He says, like, maybe you might think, even the Hacha, it's not so clear how he applies to the Hacha. He really by Hacha means Shabbos Dachav Tess, and then he'll figure out how to stick it in here. You might have been having this a whole subject, which we're not going to get into now. But Ravadia loves this Kula. Bevet from Sadeshen, based on some other Rishonim, seems to indicate maybe Chazal were never goes over the issue of segregation to Rabbanans, and maybe that's why there's no problem with segregation here. So it's just, let's get out of it by saying all the sugars are only talking about the Rabbanans, and that's why you don't worry about segregation. But in the end, Tosfos doesn't like that derech. So let's forget about that derech. Right? Mainstream Rishonim assumes segregation applies to Rabbanans. Also, it's not so clear you can get the whole sugya to be Rabbanans, which is exactly what Tosfos says, right? There are lots of Doraisas in our sugya. So let's forget it. Tosfos just says it's not a segregation. What does Tosfos mean it's not a segregation? So in all the alternate verses of Tosfos, as well as the Russian back, why does he say it's not a psikratia? After all, if they're burning incense of Avodah Zarah walking by, isn't that a psikratia? So you'll tell me, I don't know if they're burning it right now, right? How do I know when they're going to burn it? How do I know where they're going to burn it? Hold on a second. I get there, when I leave my house, maybe I don't know yet, but when I get to the block of the church, I see them burning the incense, right? Isn't it a psikratia at a certain point? How is it not a psikratia? You know, or once I get into the smell, I know when I get closer, I'm going to smell it more and more, right? Isn't it a psikratia? So what are the Bali, all the other versions of Tosfos answer, as well as the Rush in the back of the Gemara? Read me some Lashem. Who are you reading?
I was reading Tosfos.
Gvaldik, read me the Tosfos Shans.
The third list called Kohan the Mandish Lay of Psikratia, who did Tosfos Lay of the Bach and Abba Daisy? Shlay is Ubay Nahim, Namikom is Stum Shlay in his own name.
Okay, you could close your eyes, you could close your mouth, you could close your nose, right? You don't even have to buy other books to find this explanation. Meaning, even though our Tosfos didn't say this, it's pretty clear that's what he meant. That's what every other Tosfos, or safer based on Tosfos, writes. Even the Rush writes in the back. Right, you could close your nose. So, now, what does he mean? Not a segregation because yachol listom. What does it say? Piv unechira. Right. You could close your mouth and your nose. Now, it's a little tricky in terms of breathing wise. Whatever. Somehow you'll work it out. Now, what is Tosfos? What's the difficulty of this? Right. The Achronim pointed out that we're not exactly sure what Tosfos means. Tosfos says it's not a segregation because you could close your eyes in the Kodesh Kedoshim, although. Again, it might be a little hard to work. But whatever, you'll somehow figure it out. You can close your nose and your mouth or something, or maybe really you could open your mouth. Only some versions say close your mouth. Maybe you can open your mouth and you won't smell so much. You don't smell so much through your mouth. Theoretically, you can, but, you know, and practically, you usually don't. Okay, so you can close your mouth. You know what? Let's forget about the breathing issue. Let's just say you can close your nose. Now, did you close your nose? What does something you can? What does he mean by that? Now, the Achrona aren't sure what Tosfos means. How did you read that? What does Tosfos mean you could close your nose?
It's only psikratia. Am I going down to the start by definition?
Uh-huh. Okay. So that is one possibility. The other possibility is that he means. So can I prove to you what Tosfos means? I can't. But I can just say he needs one of two things. Either an okinta, that you did close your nose, correct? Meaning one way of reading Tosfos, it's not like Yeshua just says, an okimta. Tosfos is saying, our whole sugya has to be an okimta. The guy was walking like this, and the Kedoshim was like this, and it's a very dachuk okimta in the whole sugya, right? Very dachuk. Although, that Tosa said it's Nachum.
So.
Ah, the discussion is that even when I close my nose, I might smell it anyway, because after all, I might have to breathe, and it might die. I close my nose totally. You have to act, close my nose in a way that makes it, you know, go either way. Okay, I close my nose imperfectly. Right? Imperfectly. After all, I've never actually tried this, but even if I go like this, I probably can smell some things. Right? I bet. I don't know. Just try it. You know, go open up one of those big green garbage things. Go like this and see if you smell anything. Yeah, or perfume or whatever. Okay, or the sun, you know. Now, that's one way of reading Tosfos, in which case just a dochgo kimta. The other way of reading Tosfos is a chiddush in din. All the achronim associate Tosfos with the famous Rashi. There are other Rishonim who go with this. The famous Rashi in Zvachim. The Gemara in Zvachim has a machlokes tanoim. What are you doing with your misnadev yayin? Misvara, you would think, you pour it on the fire. But, what's the problem? Right, there's a lav of putting out the fire in the maracha, right? Eish tamet tuka lozeach lo sechdeh, but eish al mezeach tuka go lo sechdeh. Right? So, but, you know, I think we paskin even, that you do pour it on. What about the psikresha putting out the fire? Putting out the fire. So it says, abetifim dakos. Whatever the Lashon Gemara is. You pour it in small drops. You know, if you pour small drops onto a big fire, it doesn't put out the fire. The fire just burns up the drops before they put out the fire. Right? And we remember from Yerzeus and Tzadifes, right? A small drop can get ash, gets burnt up, doesn't do anything. So, what does Rashi say, a big finish? Rashi has a big finish. Zvachim, Sadi Alephim, and Beis. Rashi says that, one second. The imtomer psikresha of lo yamas, if you say it's a psikresha of lo yamas, Rashi says, eshen uzalot levit even dakos ma'od. You can pour it in very, very, very small drops. Hilkach inami mechavim kivim gasos dovashen miskavinu. If you say it's a psikresha to put out the fire, right, the Gemara says most of Dovashenim is common. Right, it's a psikresha. No, since you could pour it in small drops, even if you pour it in big drops, it's not a psikresha. So, not so clear what Rashi means. Maybe Rashi just means you try to pour small drops, and if accidentally you pour a big drop, that's not a psikresha. But what Rashi might mean is that since you could pour it in small drops and not put out the fire, pouring it in big drops doesn't count as a psikresha. And that's what Yeshua was saying, and that's what the Achronim assume Tosfos means, light. Rashi and Zvachim, Tzadi Alphon Beis, the way the Achronim interpret him, that psikresha doesn't mean for sure the malacha will happen. That's the Lodavashim is common. It's only psikresha by definition the malacha happens. If for sure the malacha happens, but not by definition, that's not psikresha. What's the classic example of psikresha? Psikresha is lo yamas, right? If I cut off the head of a chicken or whatever it may be, right? If I cut off the head of a chicken, it's going to die. Not coincidentally, whenever I cut off the head of a chicken, it'll die. By definition, cutting off the head of a chicken is killing the chicken. Meaning, now what am I doing here? I'm walking. It could be I'm not closing my nose. When I walk, for sure I'm going to smell. But by definition, walking is not by definition smelling. Because you could walk with smelling, or you could walk without smelling. So it's basically saying that psikresha means, by definition, not certainly. Psikresha doesn't mean certainly the malacha will happen. Even if the malacha will certainly happen, that's a double shading miscommunication. Psikresha means by definition the malacha will happen. Like classic psikresha, you know, by definition, cutting off the head kills someone. And, you know, other classic examples of, you have to find some other classic examples of psikresha. Either by definition, this is the result of that act. But if it could go either way, by definition, they're two different acts. It so happens to be that in this particular case, the issue is sure going to happen. That's called Dabar Shein Mishtabin.
Just in terms of the Shabbos, according to the division of Rashi and Zohar, why wouldn't I be able to carry a large, heavy chair across the grass? Because I can also, I could carry a small chair.
Right, so I saw some people actually ask that. No, I saw some people actually ask that question. They asked me a little better, because I could, you know, really strain myself and pick it up legomri, et cetera, et cetera. So the problem is, with this Rashi is that, assuming he means this, which is what all the Yechonim assume he means, although it's not Mokra, I admit, full disclosure, Rashi might not have meant this in the first place. He might have just meant if you accidentally pour teeth in Gassel, that's not a Sikresha. But, assuming Rashi means this, then you have to figure out where to draw the line. Because after all, almost every case of Sikresha, you could say, well, if not by definition, every case but the actual psikresha, maybe it comes some excuse. Well, it's not by definition of malachi. After all, I could, you know, do it differently, etc., etc. So it could be that in a time you'd end up being very makel in the getter of psikresha. But obviously you have to draw the line, meaning I could walk without smelling if I held my nose, or I could walk with smelling. So walking is not definitionally smelling. But if you're talking about dragging a, you know, a heavy table, I could drag a heavy table and for sure make a ditch, or I could get two people to lift it up in the air. That arrangement might be such a different way of doing things that dragging it is still by definition making a ditch.
No, I'm suggesting small and big, just like big drags and small drags.
Why? Yeah, there it's the same line, here it's different tables. Now, meaning, Schreiber, if your accusation is it becomes very subtle and you have to make dakas de chilukim between every case, then I plead guilty. But if your accusation is it's impossible to draw that line, then I can test that. I think it's possible. This is, I'm pouring a liter of wine, if this were a load of wine or whatever, I'm pouring a load of wine, I can pour it slowly or quickly. That's different from saying I could drag a 300-pound table or a 30-pound table.
Assuming plugging your nose isn't considered a real tirchai, the next Tosfos says that efshar is always going to be worse than lapshar. So having the possibility of closing my nose and not doing it is only going to make it from the efshar to an efshar case. It should only make it worse.
Ah, you mean if I could close my nose, then why don't we call that that efshar? I could have closed my nose. So why doesn't that turn it into an efshar? I'm doing it below miskavim, but I could have closed my nose and not done it at all.
Doesn't this answer that? Meaning, you don't look down the road at whether, obviously the Gemara assumes that Efshar is at the front of the road, not, the Gemara could just ignore the road and said, no, the Shiloh of Efshar is going to be whether I hold my nose or not. Apparently they assume that as long as I could hold my nose.
Right, you just have to explain exactly why.
But how far down the road are you talking about?
Yeah, you have to explain exactly
what you
why.
See before you're gonna smell it.
Right, and I hear Daniel. I hear your taina. I hear your taina. I have to think about it. Okay. There's a big piece of Rav Elchanan where he discusses this Rashi. The big Rav Elchanan where he discusses this Rashi. I don't think it's Rav Elchanan here. In Shabbos, he said this might be a chakira in what's the problem of sikresha, right? There are two ways to understand the iser of sikresha. This is famous chakira where he says the nafkamina for the aruch. This is famous explanation about closing the aruch and the other rishonim. What does he say? He says, what's the problem of sikresha? One problem of sikresha is that, you know, you're probably miskaving. You say you're not miskaving, but if you know it's going to happen, you probably are miskaving because, like, you know it's going to happen. You're probably miskaving because you know it will happen. Right, so then see us, you know, if it might happen, then we believe that you're not miscopying. But if it's a sure going to happen, then the odds are you are miscopying. The other possibility, he says, is that, you know, al-pidin, you're miscopying because It's all one maisa. I say, let's take the last thing comment. I only want to chop off the head. I don't want to kill the chicken. So one bazar say, come on, you know you're killing the chicken. It's for sure you're going to kill the chicken. You want to kill the chicken. The other bazar say, you're only going to chop off the head. Chopping off the head is killing the chicken. I'll be din. Chopping off the head and killing the chicken are not two different things. They're the exact same thing. And therefore, you're miscounted to it. Say, this isn't a case of Dabashin miscounting. Al pidin, you are miscounted to kill the chicken. Because cutting off the head is different words for killing the chicken. It's just that, you know, maybe you don't need to kill chicken. Okay, so you have to ask, you need it, you not need it, see what we hold the Hoshin Yisrael with Gufa, but you were miscounted. So the question is that probably you're thinking about two things? Or is it that no, halakhli, it's all one thing, not just halakhli. You ask any guy on the street and you say, oh, I intended to chop your friend's head off, I didn't intend to kill him. He'll say, what are you talking about? Chopping someone's head off is killing him. You can't even, it's not that I don't believe you. First time I would say, I don't believe you. If you chopped his head off, you also intended to kill him. Saying that is no. It's not that I don't believe you. It's that you're saying nonsense. Intending to chop someone's head off is intending to kill them. Like unless, I don't know, unless you're a space alien or something. But it is intending to kill him. So, Rav Chanan wanted to say that maybe this is the Yisod, the famous machlokes between the Aruch and many other Rishonim. Let's call it the Aruch and Tosos, just for the sake of simplicity, right? That he said, that what did Rav Chanan want to say? That if you said it, that I don't believe you really are miscounting, then the Aruch makes sense. What does he say? Sik resha delo nichole is mutter. Then the Aruch makes sense. Yeah, you knew what's going to happen, you were miscavving. Yeah, if it was something good for you, then if you knew it would happen, you were miscavving. But if it was something bad for you, then I believe you that you weren't miscavving. If you knew a good thing was going to happen, then I believe you. Of course you're miscavving to the good thing also. I say I only meant to do X, I didn't mean to do Y. Hold on, if Y is for sure going to happen and it's good for you, then you're miscavving. Don't lie to us. But if Y is bad for you, then you're telling the truth. You really weren't miscavving. But, says, if the point of sikresha is that it's all one thing, then it doesn't matter if it's good, neutral, or bad for you. You're doing one thing, which has chesro notes via thrown out. So you're responding to it, right? No one ever does something which has a good effect and a bad effect, and they says when the good effect outweighs the bad effect, and they're responding to it. Ma'isim b'chol yom, right? Ma'isim b'chol yom, I do something which also has a good part and a bad part, but I decide to do it because it's one action, and it's worth it for me to do. So therefore, of course, the Aruch is wrong. Sikrei, what's a good example of a sikrei shadlon nichle? Even what ara dechavri, right? That's even neutral one, right? Ara dechavri. So if you said sikrei means, come on, you really were mechavin. I say you just wanted to pick grass. Didn't you know you're improving the land? Come on, weren't you mechavin? So the Aruch would say, no, he was only going to have to pick grass. You're kind of picking grass. We can discuss whether you're kind once or twice. Or let's say I picked less than a shear of grass, right? So I'm miscavin to pick grass. I really wasn't miscavin, even though I knew I really wasn't miscavin to move the land because it's not my land. Why would I care? Then we believe you. But Tosfos says, hold on a second. Picking grass is weeding. Weeding is improving the land. So what do you mean I wasn't miscavin? You were miscavin to weed. I was miscavin to weed because I wanted the grass, but I was miscavin to weed because by definition, weeding grass is improving is improving the land. So I was miscavin to it. I was only miscavin to it because I needed the grass, but I was miscavin to do it. I opened up the door, I set the alarm off. Right? Very annoying to me. Right? So if you said, sick gracious us, and I know it's going to go off, sick gracious us because I really am miscavin, then the Aruch's right. I just want to open the door. I really don't want the alarm to go off. I'm so upset the alarm went off. Believe me, I'm not miscavin. We believe you. For the Tosos, no. Opening the door is, at least at this point, let's assume, you know, if not for this ration, opening the door is turning on the alarm. You were miscavin to turn on the alarm. It was just worth it to you to get into your house. But you were miscavin to turn on the alarm because that gets you into your house. Because it's all one action. Now, what does Rav Chanan add? It could be that this also explains the second machlokas. He has a whole list he could give, you know, a day's worth of shiur of nafkaminas for this. But he says this might also underlie the machlokas and how to define sikresha. He says, if you hold that Sikresha means, I think that I think this is what Rohan is saying. Some people want to say it a little differently, but I think that makes sense. If Sikresha means I really was miscounting to both things, then what determines whether I was really miscounting to both things? Whether right now both things are going to happen or not. Then you should say Sikresha means it will certainly happen against Rashi and Zvachim. After all, let's think back to Rashi's case in Zvachim. I'm pouring it fast. If I'm pouring it fast, I'm putting out the fire in the Mizbeach. So obviously, if I'm pouring it fast, I'm putting out the fire in the Mizbeach. So obviously, I am discovering to put out the fire in the Mizbeach. After all, I knew I'm doing it. So obviously, I do want to put out the fire in the Mizbeach. Whatever reason, it's good for me to put out the fire in the Mizbeach because it's too hot. So I do want to put out the fire in the Mizbeach. But if you say it's a matter of all being one Maisa, then maybe you could say Sikresha means no, what will definitionally happen, like Rashi and Zvachim. Sikresha, just because something will happen now, doesn't mean it's all defined as one act. Only if something always happens as defined as one act. Cutting off the head is killing chickens. But pouring wine is not putting out fires. Because sometimes you pour fast and sometimes you pour slow. So since sometimes you pour slow, pouring wine is not by definition putting out a fire. Putting out a fire is something else that I'm not miscommon to. Putting out a fire is not definitionally part of pouring wine. It's coincidentally something that happens. And likewise here, when it comes to the list on the Chirav, you could say that if you said Sikresha means I really am miscommon to two things, then what do you mean? You're walking with your nose open. You are miscavving to smell. But if you say Sikresha means that by definition walking is smelling, then Tosfos would say, hold on a second. Since some people close their nose and some people don't, by definition walking is not smelling what's on the block. Coincidentally, it smells on the block, but that's not part of your kavanah of walking. Once it's not part of your kavanah of walking, then it's called the davshin miscavving. So if, again, I don't know which way Tosfos means. If Tosfos means making no kimta, the guy did hold his nose, then it's the dafko kimta. If Tosfos means the way the Achronim want to say, that since you could have held your nose, it's not a Sikresha, you have to ask why, just because I could have held my nose, why is it not a Sikresha? The answer is, because there's a mitzvah called walking, and walking is not smelling. How do you know walking isn't smelling? Is it walking just a mitzvah of putting your nose somewhere? No, since some people walk with their nose open, some people walk with their nose stuffed. Therefore, walking is not smelling. This would actually be a big kula, and this would tie into many other things, like the whole question of, you know, can you close your house if a deer walks in? Big machlokes Rishonim, right? The famous Rashi again. If it's a matter of if you really have the covenant for two things, then it might be in the Shulchan Gevurim, then Shulchan Gevurim says mutter for this reason. Shulchan Gevurim says, of course it's mutter, because, you know, closing your house doesn't always trap deer. So again, this is the same idea. I mean, is closing the door to your house, by definition, an act of tzedakah? No. Closing the door to your house hardly ever traps anything. Maybe closing the door to a cage is an act of tzedakah. But closing the door to your house hardly ever traps anything. It's just coincidence that a deer ran into your house. But kavanah to close the door to your house is not kavanah to trap deer. As you can imagine, this could be a big nafkamina for the whole issue of walking by and turning the lights on, etc. Depends if you look at walking or you look at walking by a light. Because there's probably no way to walk by that light. So it gets subtle, but we're not going to deal with that now. Lamaisa. Okay. So this is what Tosfos answers. Tosfos tries to get to not be Sikresha, but we're not sure if he's making a weirdo kimta, or we're not sure if he's making a weirdo kimta, or if he's making a big chiddush of Sikresha. And again, the I saw some of the Achronim write that if you take this big chiddush of Sikresha, it becomes very complex. Where to draw the line? Which it does. Lamais is going to hold like this big fish.
Does anyone say the Kimta approach?
What?
Does anyone say the Kimta approach?
All the like modern day Achronim all say the fancy Sikresha approach. But it could be that he just means that you actually did seal your nose. But even sealing your nose is 50-50, because strong smells get through. But no, I everyone who bothers to talk about it wants to say something cooler. So I don't know. Sorry again. Maybe you look around the Achronim. Okay, that is one answer. Tosfos not a Sikresha. What's another way out of this problem? What if you admit it's a psikresha? Then what can you say? Yeah. What does lo efshar mean? Time out. Lo efshar doesn't mean it's impossible to not walk by the church. Lo efshar means it's impossible to get to the it's impossible to get to the hardware store without walking by the church. So maybe I should just not go to the hardware store today. Right?
Even though you charge your hardware, so it's possible for you very well not to do it. You close your nose and something seep through unintentionally. Should we chayav for that?
I don't know about chayav, it would be usher. Here we're not discussing chayav, we're discussing usher and mutter. Maybe the point is that there's a shita that even if I have no other way to get to the hardware store and buy a light bulb other than walking by the church, and I close my nose and I try and I might or might not smell, and I'm not discounting the smell, maybe there's still a shita that's usher. According to Tosos, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe there's still a shita that's usher. What's the answer? The answer is don't go to the hardware store. After all, I mean, let's just think about this for a second. You know, what if there's a guy in the entrance of the hardware store saying, before you come in, you have to kiss the crucifix? The answer would be, just don't go to the hardware store. Or any of the small things. Says, before you come into the hardware store, sniff some of this, sniff some of this Zerina. So the answer might just be, don't go to the hardware store. I don't know, find a new place to buy a light bulb. Go to the next town to buy a light bulb. Like, okay, Jews have to do a serious nefesh sometimes, no? What would people say nowadays? I don't know, let's say someone came and said, when I go to the hardware store, the lady behind the counter is such a prude that it always causes me to have bad machshavas. So what would you tell them? Tell them, don't go to the hardware store. Take a bus and go to a different hardware store, right? Okay, that's what it means to be a Jew. What?
You need to register for classes.
The truth is, Dabbed about these cases in Maisa, all we say, lo kamakavin is okay. The question is always, the guy says, but I'm a scabby. Okay, then talk, it's a shayla. Okay, not for now. Someday. Anyway, let's say we don't want to say that Tosa. Let's say we had minutes of psik ratio. If we had minutes of psik ratio, what do we do with our sugya? So who might we want to pull out of our pocket? The Ran and Chulen. The Ran and Chulen, he's not dealing with this Gemara originally, right? But the Ran and Chulen has a famous yesod. What's the famous yesod of the Ran and Chulen? Ram, what's his famous yisod? Exactly. There's no psik resha by Hada'ah. And who on our sugya basically says that in a more, specific way? Who on our sugya basically says, and Hada'ah psik resha is different? The Maram Chalava, right? Ran is saying it's a general statement in Shas. The Maram Chalava is saying it is a specific statement here, but he's saying it for the same reason, right? So, the question is just in the Ran, there's no psik resha by Hana. Right, Gevaldik Ran, this is the big yesod. It's funny, the Ran doesn't even say it in our sugya. But there's a big yesod, this Ran, there's no din of psik resha by Hana. What does it mean? Whether it's 50% or 100%, there's still a heter of Dovah Shenim's copy. When it comes to Hana. When it comes to other things, 100% is also, that's called psik resha. When it comes to Hana, 100% is still called Dovah Shenim's copy. And it's mutter, according to the Tana, and Avraham, who are mutter, Dovah Shenim's copy. Right, that's the Ran. The question that all the Achronim ask in the Ran, not a very complicated special question, the question that all the Achronim ask in the Ran is, why? Why is there no psik resha by Isurei Hana? Like, why shouldn't there be an Isurei psik resha by Isurei Hana? Like, doesn't it make sense? Why Isurei Hana be special? So, what do you answer? What's the svar of the Ran?
Should it be the ritva that Hana is defined by Kavana, not by whether 100% chance the particles is going to go into my nose. If I don't enjoy what's going into my nose, that's not enough.
So the ritva now, okay, this ritva gets, I admit, a little tricky. Okay, I'll bring that a little later. What does the ritva say? The ritva says not miskavi means I don't enjoy it. Now, of course, the problem is if I really don't enjoy it, then why does it need to bring in Rav Yehuda or Rav Shimon? If I really don't enjoy it, it should just be mutter because you never opened the sugya in the first place. For example, if I had dirty diapers of Avodah Zarah, then I think we'd all agree that wouldn't be usher in the first place. You wouldn't have to ask whether I'm a skavein or not, or efshir or not. It's just not hana.
because you have like a butler daito. Certain things aren't good smells. I don't like the smell, but
right. So what you have to say for the ritva, something very mechudish, that somehow, even if I don't like a smell, but it's still called hana, which is, I admit, very very difficult.
But not in all cases. No one's going to say smelly diapers.
No. Obviously, he means in perfumes and incenses and other nice smelling things, like fresh bread and etc. But that's a big finish. But somehow, what you have to say is that in hana'a b'mahos, a lack of tavana means that I'm not really nana. Now again, to take the extreme and say it's zero hana is a little difficult, because then why get into a whole sugya of miskavim if it's zero hana? You have to say what it means. It's not a real hana, and that's basically mefurish what the Maram Chalava answers, right? Maram Chalava asks the question, what about psik resha? Right? He's the only one here who asks the question, what about psik resha, and admits that it is a psik resha. He says, no, psik resha is only usur when it's the real avera of the psik resha. But in Hana'a, he says, number one, he wants to be matzav segregation, greiras, kisei, v'safsal, because it's only kalachar yad. What?
Yeah, but like, with the Gemara.
The Gemara never said segregation is also there. It may, according to one Gersa, have had a day of the Gedolim is also there, but that depends on your Gersa. But never explicitly said segregation there, did it?
He says no segregation there, so there's no right.
No, so all Rishonim Tosfos said the same thing that Shabbos he does here. Oh, it's a case where it's not a psikresha when you drag. The Maram Chalava says the same thing he says here. It is a psikresha. He just says, why is psikresha mutter? Like that she just has rejected it. Psikresha is mutter drabanans. But Tosfos says, but hold on a second. Here it's not a drabanan. So he answers, here it's also. He doesn't say the words. Says here, but I swing here it's also a drabanan. Why? Because if you're not really miscounting to that, no, it's not a real hana. Right, now again, it might depend what kind of hana you're talking about. There might be some hanas that are real hanas, you know, regardless. But a hana, like a smell, what's he saying? A smell that you're not really into smelling is not really a full hana. That's not a complete hana.
Is that the same thing as the Rambam's principle of no segregation by hana? Because here's in her reyach gamor, so it sounds like something about reyach percent.
So I think that the Maram Chalava could fit in with the Ran, although I don't necessarily assume that's what the Ran himself must have meant, because the Maram Chalava might be more narrow. Maybe if the Maram Chalava worked on it, he could expand himself to enough cases that he would cover whatever cases the Ran was talking about. Because keep in mind, the Ran was only explicitly talking about one or two cases. And maybe the Maram Chalava could expand, one of which was smell. So maybe you could say, like the Maram Chalava, and like the Neil says, you have to say for the Ritva, because the Ritva says when you're not miskaving, that means you're really not nana. So what he means is that, what does the Maram Chalava mean? That Remekel on Sikresha of, I'm going to add something to the Maram Chalava. I admit I'm adding, of Durabanans, and Sik Resha, and, you know, smelling without Kavana is not real Hana. Right? Obviously, smelling without Kavana is Usher, otherwise you don't need the Hefter Dabashen Miskavim, right? Otherwise you don't need Sugya. But it's not a realist Doraisa, I think, even though he doesn't use the words Doraisa and Rabbanan. But to make a parallel to Malach HaShavos Kalach HaYad, what he means is that when I want to smell something, that's the Doraisa. When I smell something accidentally, that's not Kedar Hanasan, or that's not, that's not a proper Hana. That's an inferior kind of Hana. That kind of Hana is only us and Rabbanan. So that inferior kind of Hana that's only us and Rabbanan, they were matur b'psik resha. That's what the Maram Chalava would say. So maybe the reason the no psik resha by Hana is because since other things are more objective, Hana is subjective, when I'm not into the Hana'a, everyone knows, someone could try to give you the biggest Hana'a in the world, and if you're not into it, you won't be so nana. Right? Or maybe you won't even be nana at all. But at least you won't be so nana. Right? It all depends on your mood. Depending on your mood, you're more nana or less nana. So, there are some things, look, if I eat, I'm still going to be full. You know, regardless of exactly what mood I'm in, some things are, you know, are more like, there's such strong hana'a that even if I'm not in the mood, I'll still get a significant amount of hana'a. But some things like smells, if I'm not in the mood, it really doesn't do so much for me. And therefore, it's not really Hanaz Araisa. And that's why they were in Gozer M'sik Reisha. Because the Maram Chalava is the general Derech, which is often quoted from the Trumas Hadeshin, it's more famous in Halacha than the Maram Chalava, that Chazal were making M'sik Reishas of the Rabbanans. So, a qualitative Chatzi Shir.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, so I wanted to just say qualitative Chatzi Shir is Lokeder Hanasa and it's Drabanan. That's how I want to touch up the Maram Chalava. Although I admit that you could touch them up differently.
So this is the same thing? It's not and really? It's
yeah.
It just means Drabanan.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to say that what the Maram Chalava means that it ends up being only Hanad Drabanan, because if you're not into the Hanad, it's only Drabanan. And since Drabanan, they were in Gozer Chatzi Shir. Even though he doesn't use the word Drabanan, he used Eno Gomer. Not Mr. Gomer. But I assume what he means is that it's Rabbanan.
And which shot of Rabbanan is the gracious people?
What?
Like you can say this one of two ways.
I don't know if you have to fit anyone. It could just be that when Chazal made Zeris Rabbanan, they said, we don't want to be Atriach people too much, so, you know, if it happens to come up accidentally, we'll be Mako. Meaning, it could be that whatever the Segratia is, Chazal just said, look, we're making a lot of Yisurim Rabbanan on the Jews. We don't want to make their lives too hard. Because after all, who knows? When the Torah makes an answer, okay, you know, Hashem is omniscient. Hashem can, right? We have no time in it. But when we make an answer, we're trying to ask you from doing something. But who knows if maybe guys will be in a situation where they'll coincidentally, like, end up needing to do this and will really ruin their whole lives and be matriach on Am Yisrael more than necessary. So it could be whenever Chazal made Zeru Drabban and they made a rule that since we can't anticipate, we're not omniscient, we can't anticipate maybe 20 years from now something in society will change and there'll be something that will always make up sick ratios of doing this and will make people's lives very difficult. Therefore, we're going to make up sick ratios to avoid burdening Am Yisrael in unforeseen ways, right? What does it mean, sick ratios? Non-sick ratios, you know what you're talking about. If sick ratios, like, right, who knew that in the 21st century what would be a sick ratio of what? So maybe Chalal said, Shalom, you know, Ligzer, Dover, Shein, Robot, Sivir, Chom, Lamud, Bo, we're not going to ask for sick ratios. Regardless of the lumpus. Then it's not called segregation. So let's just think about this for a second. You're saying in this way.
You can't, because what he's essentially saying is that it's not called segregation because you have kavanah. But why do you have kavanah? Because you want to be over on the Israel now.
No, that's not what he says.
Why don't you have kavanah here? Why are you trying? Why are you not miskaving to get enough?
Okay, but Donnie says, why am I not miskaving?
Yeah, I mean, normally. Oh,
no,
because
I'm
because
I'm from.
You don't like
your outfit, but clearly, I'm not Miss Cavins,
I'm
from.
But no. Not even
but I'll say this. Okay, you know what? Donnie's absolutely right. I have two ways I can read the Maram Chalava. Oh, is Donnie, Simi, whoever gets credit.
You read it.
Okay. So, there. I'm not sure what the Maram Chalava means. Maybe Maram Chalava means that. What does Maram Chalava mean? Maybe Maram Chalava means that. It's only Drabbanan, because Shalom Kedera Hanasan, and in Drabbanan they exempt the Sigratius as a Kula. Shalom, Ligzer, Davashem, Rabbat Sivir, Cholon, Lamud, Bo. You know, we find that in a few places by Drabbanans. For example, you know, we find that, even though, truth is, we're not so much on this so much, but we do find that we have a principle in Hilcha Shabbos that Xeris Drabbanan, which would make it impossible to live, are Mutter. So, for example, if Chazal told you not to step on snow and melt the snow, it's snowed everywhere, and anywhere you go, you'll be melting snow, it's still mutter, because obviously Chazal didn't mean to be gozer in a way that would make you unable to live your life. So when Chazal made their Xeris again, Hashem is a different story, because Hashem is omniscient, but Chazal weren't omniscient, so they built into their Xeris certain kulas, so as not to be matriach people and make it too much of a pain. Now, but that is saying a different shot, not based on Drabbanan. Maybe you're saying what he means is this. Is that, and I have to find a tzad shavu between Chofer, Kalach, or Yad, and here. Maybe what he's saying is this. If you say that Sigratia means that you say you're not miskaven, but we really think you are, then you could say, I'm not so convinced, but tell me this is what you meant. When I'm doing something which causes a really good Maisa Isser to happen, which causes a Maisa Isser to happen properly, in the normal, proper way, then it's like, look, you really are miskaven. Look at this wonderful thing you're doing. But when I'm doing something, and it causes my iser to happen in an inferior fashion, it causes an inferior miser iser to happen. I'm dragging the bench, and it causes a bad ditch. Right? A ditch that's not so useful. I am walking to the hardware store, and it gives me a smell that, you know, I have so much baggage about Avodah Zarah, Baruch Hashem, that I don't really enjoy the smell. So it could be that if I'm not really getting a good result anyway, then maybe that's similar to an Aruch of Lo Michalei, even though it is Michalei. But since I'm not getting the result that a normal person would want to get, then I'm really not miskaven to it. So why would I really be miskaven to something that's being done in an inferior, half-baked way?
Then it's not
up. Why not? Because if it's not called Hana'ah, I would love to say that, but then help me with the next step. If it's not called Hana'ah, then even Rabbi Yehuda should be Matar.
So you're going to be Matar somebody who wants to drag a bench and is going to get that dish? Really?
Oh, you didn't answer my question. You changed the subject.
I'm saying, let's make it
easier. You're not allowed to do that. I answered, you gave me a shot. I said, okay, so back it up. And then you start telling me what's wrong with the other shot.
No, the shot, you just gave it.
You don't call it sick ratio. You call it sick ratio if the result is inferior.
So really, we're going to let people drag matches across the conditions that they make a bet?
Yeah, because then we believe them that they really don't have, they're really not miskaven to the pitch. The heter of Dov Hashem miskaven. According to you, you don't need a heter of Dov Hashem miskaven. Gavaldi, I'd love to say that, except it sounds like you do need a heter of Dov Hashem miskaven. According to you, it's mostly without the heter of Dov Hashem miskaven.
In the case of Hana, yeah.
Oh, so what you're saying is Hana has nothing to do with the Greira. Fitting that into the Maram Kolob.
No, I don't understand what the Maram Kolob is saying. Because it's not the integration.
Fine. So you're not saying Shan Maram Kolob.
No.
Tevaldik. Okay. So, let's just say in the Maram Kolob, maybe you could say that if the Isser is done poorly, then we believe that you're really not mechavin. You know, it's like the Aruch. Just like if the result doesn't help you, we believe you're really not mechavin. So if the result does help you, but it's done poorly, we also believe you're really not mechavin. Because, you know, if something's happening wrong, then you're not so excited about it. You're only excited if you do something right. Everyone knows if you're going to do something, do it right. The contrapositive being, if you're doing something poorly, then you probably don't want to do it.
Wrong, right? You don't mean Doreis or Rabbanan. I mean, I dug a...
Correct, I mean not Gomer.
But it wasn't straight.
Correct, I mean not Gomer. I mean you get an inferior quality. Right.
Even if it's a completist or Doreis.
Correct. So I don't know which of those Maram Chalava means, but somehow that's what the Maram Chalava is saying. What Dani's saying is saying fit the Maram Chalava. Within the Ran, just Hanoi you're not coming to is not Hanoi. But then why do you have the Dov Hashem miskaven? I'm not sure.
If you're miskaven.
No, according to you, even Rabbi Yehuda should say it's mutter, it's not hana. But why does Rabbi Yehuda say it's aser? So, yeah.
I have a Maram Kolob in front of me. The guy does enjoy it or he doesn't enjoy it?
What?
Does the guy enjoy it at all?
What's the lashon Maram Kolob? Louder.
It's
not a full thing, and it's not the tachlis. It's not to the end. It's not a full hada.
It's who he's from.
Yeah.
We're saying that if a person's from, then Hana of Isser is not really called.
No, Hana. If a person's from and is actively like not being miskaven to smell, then don't get a full Hana.
And is it the rhythm?
Let's think about it. Two guys, right, pass by some of the Erevah, right? Two guys pass by a girl on the street with a lot of the summon. One guy says, ah. And the other guy, just because he's from, says, so, it's not just that one guy has good values and the other guy has bad values. The one guy, first guy, actually gets more nada than the second guy, because, you know, if your mind is against it, then you don't really appreciate the reah.
The ritva assumed that
it's not like making money. If I make $1 million, it could be however I think. I still made $1 million.
And so too, if you was asking for the reahs weren't intentionally being from and not liking it, so you're five.
We'll have to deal with Mizatza Mephilim and Marais.
Okay, but that, you have to say that, no, like, I wasn't intentionally being, so I...
Right, or you have to say the Chalom and Marais are different.
Okay, fine, but the Ritva assumed that anytime you enjoy something, it's called a Skavit, that's just how it works. He's not, I'm not called a Skavit like that. You physically got, I mean...
See, I don't know exactly what the Ritva meant, because what do we mean, whenever I enjoy it, it's miskavin. It could mean even when I'm, you know, when I'm into enjoying it, but I don't know. It could be these different.
Isn't that a lot of also? It sounds like you're getting. I thought you said you're getting some on the. It's not al takliso.
And therefore.
Therefore, there's no
sikkuration. Why not?
Because sikkuration is only where the result is something. Is something full.
Why?
Why is that the rule?
So I just give two pshat why that's the rule. Either to the result not full, to our button, then where it goes of separation to our button. Or to the result not full, then you're really not miscopying to it.
No. Just reading it closely, he says that how do you mean that he asks I listen to separation? How do you mean that you have separation? The gemeras from Allah of the gamre. If you're going to pour the shemen, it'll put out the gorem kibre. Be a shemen only gorem, it makes us sufficient enough to put in. But kamereya, even though you're a reya,
right. It is. And therefore, and read the next line. Right. So why would that call the result making not of segregation?
It could be there two ways, though. You could be saying it's a begam in segregation, it's in like the connection between.
Which is the second way I read him.
Or you could say it's not. It doesn't actually lead to an actual answer. If you're using separation in a colloquial way,
But according to your second way, it's not even Darshan Miskavin either. So why are you to ask?
So you can back that too, that's the round as well.
Okay, but we're in the Ran Chalava now.
Okay, but once you get
yeah. The anyway, in the Ran, what the Ran means is, what the Ran means, if he means like Ran Chalava, or he means something else a little unclear. He never actually tells you. It's funny. He says such a big chiddush without telling you the svar. He thinks it's so obvious. And it's not so obvious to all of us. What the Ran means, I'm not 100% sure. Anyone has any other ideas what the Ran means? I know Schreiber's saying that Yud is not nen at all. But that doesn't make any sense, because the Ran is also saying it in a context where Rabbi Yehuda would aser. He's admitting it's so-called Dovrshin is Kavish, it's not called Segresha. So what the Ran means, if he doesn't mean like the Maram Chalava, I fully admit that I can't prove what the Svar of the Ran is. It's funny, you'd think it should be so obvious what the Svar of the Ran is. But I'm not sure what the Svar of the Ran is. Maybe.
Even if you're not going to say that not having Kavana doesn't mean that you weren't Nene at all, but the amount that a person is Nene is telling them is Kavana.
Mm-hmm.
See, Gracious is just telling me what percentage of the time that this, you know, objective. They accept that these particles are going to my nose. That makes no difference in defining my hana. My hana is completely defined by kavana, not by the chances that these things are going to go into my nose.
So you're saying if I'm not miskavin, I'm not nene at all.
It's just not shy to bring up segregation.
But
who cares if it's going to happen?
Is it shy to bring up the shame miskavin?
Yeah.
Why?
Because kavana makes a big difference in whether I'm nene or not.
No, but would Rabbi Huda answer? Who asked if Darshan was coming?
Why would you say that she thought Rabbi Yehuda doesn't care about Kavana, and it's the Maisa of smelling and getting the smell?
But if when I'm not Miskavan, I'm not even then, shouldn't Rabbi Yehuda care about that too?
Yeah. No, you know, if it's a chassid that's right, you get enough from it. So it doesn't matter what your Kavana.
Hold on, am I Nana without Kavana or not? Bensius. Bensius, my Nana or not?
No.
I'm not Nana, and Rabbi Yehuda still says it's awesome.
Yeah.
Really, he says also to not be nana from Yisrael not. Okay?
You have to
the smell of Yisrael.
Mm-hmm. What?
Also the smell of Yisrael.
Okay.
It's something that the Ritva has, you have to say it in the Ritva at some point also. So.
Could be, okay. It you do have to make a big Kiddush of Yehuda, but it could be that he doesn't mean like the Maram Chalava. Maybe he means just, Vincius, Oh, he's not nanny, you have to start explaining why Rabbi Yehuda Asr, so you have to say a Chiddush Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Yehuda thinks, even if you're not really nana, it's still Asr to do a Maisa that looks like being nana. Or, sorry, it's still Asr to do a Maisa, it's a Maisa where people are often nana.
He ignores less about Shabbos and Shabbos. This is a little bit of a bigger leap.
Yeah, okay. Say, it's not so clear that he ignores Melech not Shabbos on Shabbos. Some people say he only asks the Rabbanon on Shabbos. I thought Efsher maybe, but this is a little tricky. Maybe you could say, if you took the other side of the Chakira, that by definition, cutting off the head of a chicken is killing the chicken. But you can't say that by definition, doing something is Hana'ah, because Hana'ah is a different realm than regular Maisa. So if you say Hana'ah is a different, like, for example, like this, you could say, by definition, cutting off the head of a chicken is killing the chicken. By definition, you know, cutting off the Arla with the Vaharis is during the Tzaras. But maybe you can't say, by definition, walking is being Nene, because being nana is a different type of act than walking. Being nana is about my subjective experience. Walking is about the objective act that I'm doing. And therefore, you can't say by definition they're the same thing. Maybe that's what the Ron might mean.
I think we're willing to more suggest something like that.
You think we're willing to Gavaldic. So I saw in a few modern days far. But, so maybe a third way to explain the Ron, although I admit here, I'm just speculating, but if we're willing to say the Amor, can you look it up and see if it's... What? You'll confirm it? Okay. Maybe he says that Hana'ah and Maisa are not the same thing. One Maisa and another Maisa could be the same thing. The Maisa of cutting off the head of the chicken is the Maisa of killing the chicken. But it could be that walking and Hana'ah are not the same thing, because Hana'ah is subjective, walking is objective. And therefore, you can't say they're by definition the same thing.
Just to clarify, are we saying that therefore, they can't combine into a
Chad
Maisa?
Therefore, they can't combine into a
Chad
Maisa.
Can't be involved.
No, therefore, they can't combine into a Chad Maisa, and therefore, it's not Sigrashis. Darjeeling is copying. Maybe that's Shad the Ran. I think I saw also some other Monday's friend that said Shad the Ran, but that's where Willie Givaldic, you'll confirm for us. Okay. We'll have to pick up Amir Tzoshem next time. One thing that I want, let's say, at least meanwhile, to be clear, is that there's a lot of dachuk things in reading our sugya, according to Rov Rishonim. And starting with how to explain Kuli Alma, and then you have to say all kinds of chidushim to get out of Sikresha, either weirdo kimtas or big chidushim to get out of Sikresha, which get you into crazy halachomaisa questions, or say like the Ran, but the Ran himself, you have to, and Maram Chalavi, you have to figure out what their story is, which is possible. We'll pick up next time with, is there a way to just solve all these problems and another two problems as well. And I mean, you all know what my answer is going to be and what mucker I'm going to use. I didn't type up the new Makoros yet, but just write down that for the Chavvav HaMan Aleph,